Wednesday, August 9th. Still at Camp David, President and I stayed over, as did Ehrlichman and Kissinger, but they left first thing this morning. President had me over by the Aspen Pool this morning for a general political discussion. First, to talk about the Conley operation. He's concerned because Conley has no one to run it. We've got to get Colson out of it now. He wants me to talk to Conley on his various matters rather than Colson. Have Colson work labor and so forth and feed names to the Democrats. He wants me to tell Conley we're pulling Colson off, that he'll just feed names and so forth, that he can deal with me on any problems and information. There's no need to go through Colson on anything. Conley can feed in phone call recommendations to the president rather than going through Colson. The president needs more information than Colson's giving him. Also, Conley should bring his team in, George Christian and so forth, not with Colson. And he got into the lack of direction on themes, attack, and so forth. Said he had talked with Ehrlichman that John agrees part of the fault is his, that Colson is a superb operator but deficient in judgment. For example, on the McGovern white paper on economics, Colson got Stein into it and screwed it up, then gave it to some guy to write, young guy to write a speech, and McGregor never did get the right line. We need to get Ehrlichman tuned in more on the political thing. There's the problem of the big picture men. We should forget the big picture now, except for a once-a-week review on where are we and what should we change. Ziegler should sit in on all major strategy groups. He has better judgment than the others do. The problem, basically, is, though, that the campaign has no head in terms of strategy on when, how, what we attack. Scheduling folds into this. We must fit it into the basic pattern. McGregor can't handle this because he's too parochial. He doesn't see the grand sweep, so I have to handle it. And I have to handle all calls from Graham and Conley. On the president's schedule, the odds and ends, it's a waste of my time to work on it with the president. I should give it to Alex and let him work with Dave Parker. From now on, there will be no more presidential appointments except from 11:30 to 12:30. No more cabinet meetings, leaders' meetings, etc., except maybe one or two in the fall. Let Alex handle the routine schedule, the nickel and dime stuff, not the stuff that relates to publicity or politics. There should be nothing on the president's schedule except something that will affect the campaign, unless the president puts it on himself for personal reasons. When the president's in town, we can use the 11:30 to 12:30 time for Alex's minutia, but only when the president says do it or when we need it for a campaign opportunity or a picture. The president says he told Ehrlichman to do something regarding the good economic news, and John put a packet together for the leaders, but they had never heard of it because they didn't have a simple sheet that explained it. Ehrlichman must do more on the preparation of materials. Alex should not bring in agendas for meetings to the president. It should be someone who can discuss the substance with him. The key is a sheet stating the purpose of the meeting is to make the following points so that that's understood. Good use of the president's time is to sit down and talk with surrogates, get them thinking in simplistic terms. The strategy memos don't focus hard enough on the simple points we need to ram home over and over. The new world, the man of peace, the reform at home, and the attack on McGovern. He's dangerous to peace abroad, dangerous to peace at home, dangerous to your pocketbook. Besides that, the best issue we've got for conservative Democrats is the court appointments. We have to decide who is the strategy group. He thinks Ehrlichman, Ziegler, McGregor, Conley whenever he's in town, probably Harlow, and me. Then on the outside group, we add Mitchell, Brownell, and he's now suggested Thurston Morton. We discuss the convention schedule and planning. Then he said, going back to the attack thing, what is our answer to McGovern's line that he pledges a job for every American? How do we answer that, or do we ignore it, or do we attack that on the basis that it would raise taxes? He wants us to set up a daily 5 o'clock strategy meeting that can be worked out on that. On his own schedule, he plans to stay in Washington till Congress adjourns. The vice president should be out traveling full time. Maybe once a week the president will take a quick shot to a major state for a non-political event. He wants to lock Conley's Texas event, wants to hold the last 3 weeks of the campaign, look at it at that time, and decide what we do. He wants the vice president not to get bogged down in fundraiser and a lot of extraneous stuff. Wants to be sure we use him with the ethnics and other areas where it really counts. He offers the line, we can't take a chance on peace, or don't risk peace. Back to the convention, we discussed the need for tying in Catholic and Italian women and Polish, not just WASPs, on Pat Nixon night. He says he can't go on TV about jawboning meat prices, which is apparently what Ehrlichman and the crew want him to do, because it's not a strong enough move. He wants to plan on a lot of telephoning while he's in California, not to old friends, just those that are effective in the election. He's worried on the acceptance speech drafts that the writers just don't share the president's basic philosophical points. In the process of this, we got the report on Connally's announcement of the Democrats for Nixon, which was done via a press conference because he refused to take advantage of the equal time opportunity we had, so didn't get on television, which is a real tragedy, but that's the way he wanted it, so that's the way it was done. Unfortunately, we have to handle him that way to survive. The vice president called, concerned about a problem with Sinatra and the Democrats. Sinatra was miffed that the vice president didn't call him instead of Connally, but he's aboard now and he's giving $100,000. Also talked about his amnesty speech and suggests that surrogates could use a good line that the principles that have involved the U.S. and Vietnam under the four presidents are as valid today as when the first U.S. soldier set foot on Vietnamese soil. Then he was all upset about a story on the UPI wire that McGregor was evidencing no objection to Railsback's reform goals for the convention, which the Veep is violently opposed to. I talked with Connally. He read me his statement from the press conference announcement that thinks everything went well. He's in good shape, although there was a flap with Stans this morning. He agrees on the idea of getting Colson out. The president hit on the need to buy prime time on television or at least radio to present the Connally thing to a larger audience. Rogers called to say he had talked to Meany regarding the platform. He's hopeful to get some labor concerns mentioned in our platform. Meany said fine to talk to the people in his office, so they're coming over tomorrow afternoon to meet with Rogers. This is an area that the McGovern is against the unions on, and Meany says he won't testify himself at our platform thing, but he's sending B. Miller. Bill also talked to Cardinal Kroll on the phone. He's going to have lunch with him next Thursday. And he seemed to be very enthusiastically involved in the campaign. The president called me over at 5:30, and he was swimming in the pool, but just kind of floated around for a half an hour and covered some odds and ends. He wants to be sure we have a Jew in the convention program, wants Chapin to talk to Colson regarding Italians, Catholics, Poles, labor. Our big breakthrough areas are the ethnics. Maybe we should use Balzano or Rogers. He wants a bowling alley built into the residence. He wants to buy a house in Georgetown with a pool so he can get some exercise. He wants Kissinger to be sure we have a good Israeli plank in the platform and that he reviews all foreign policy planks. He wants Colson to get a mailer out fast to 100,000 Democrats with the Connally announcement. End of August 9th.